Ham!
Thank you, Mr. DJ.
Here he is, folks. Ham.
Before I get to something I haven't done in maybe like 5 or so years.
Pee in public?
We're...
Say I love you to my wife, your wife?
We're decades there. Not the wife part. Oh, yeah.
Decades?
You're like 30.
I know. And I haven't peed in public in over 20 years.
There's no way that's true. There's just no way.
Okay, talk about after last week, what happened.
What are you talking about?
So last week we do our show.
Yeah.
Then I'm having a small get-together for the Super Bowl at my house. You go to your parents, which is near my house after.
Yeah.
You don't go to the bathroom there.
Because it's a away game. I don't go. I only go at home.
So then he comes to my house around 4.
Yeah.
Never goes to the bathroom while he's there.
What's the issue?
So he ended up... What time did you leave for work that morning?
It was a Sunday, so I left at about 7.
So he left his house at 7 a.m., got back home at what, 10?
It was about 10:30.
At 10:30 and did not use the bathroom that entire time.
I don't go in public.
Even sometimes at my parents, you don't have a choice. Sometimes it's my pants are in public. And I'm going to choose public every time. What are you... How are you holding
pants?
It in like that?
I just do.
When the...
I don't understand like, what's...
When the roosters come home for him, it's going to...
It's going to hit
It's going to hit yeah, that...
There's going to be one ham radio I have nothing where I just go on my pants.
We're going to have to hear about you passing a beach ball-sized kidney stone and how you were bleeding... And screaming.
Oh, and it's not like he has tremendous, like, core muscle strength where he can, like, control it. He has nothing.
He has the body and mentality of a Buddhist monk.
Yeah. It's nothing like that.
But now,
like a camel.
I think I do have the core of a monk.
The core of a monk.
Who doesn't urinate.
So what have you not done in 5 years?
Well, before I get to that, yesterday was Valentine's Day.
Why do you keep putting an M in the Valentine's Day?
It's time.
It's really bugging me.
I never got it right.
The first time we heard that in the mix, I thought it was a misspeak. And then, you just did it again.
I will never get it right.
Okay.
Try it right now.
Going forward, know that. Today is V-Day plus one. Happy?
Cheapens D-Day, I feel like. Don't do that either.
Maybe it's just because I'm a horrible individual.
Yes.
Yeah. Or a terrible human being as somebody would say on the station.
Yes.
But for Valentine's Day, for the special lady in my life that I claim exists, I did absolutely nothing. Thank you.
That's why he wants to open scumbag.com, because not only is he a spokesman, he's a client.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know it works, folks, because I was a scumbag just like
you. No one's
like
a bigger
you.
Scumbag than me, so trust me when I tell you what works.
I'm the pay pig of being scumbags to my wife.
Confusing statement.
So, well, she's sitting there all day just like, anything you want to do today?
No, so we've been together for like 15 years or so, I don't know. And
I want to figure that out.
We don't have to put on a show or do anything magical because we've been together so long.
I mean, she would probably appreciate something.
Just so at the beginning of the day, I go, hey, would you like to do anything or whatever? And she said, no. I said, okay.
Sex?
And I think that the rain, since it rained yesterday, it helped set the mood for nothing.
Doing nothing.
For doing nothing. Perfect atmosphere. But I do feel like I've been thrown in some sort of future trap, because I asked her at the very beginning of the day, do you want to do anything? She said, no. So I said, perfect, because I have nothing planned.
So that's your first misstep.
Yeah, she's lying.
It's not. But she wants you to come up with something on your own.
I don't
not have to be told what to do.
I've never talked to a woman in my life, and I know
this is true.
That she is setting you up. This is like last Christmas when she told you she didn't want a Christmas gift,
and she didn't get me anything, and neither did I.
But she wanted one, I can promise you.
Nah, she didn't want anything.
And it's different because I genuinely don't need a gift. I don't want anything, but you just a little something special for the person that does a lot
just
for
know,
you.
Just know, if I'm telling you that, I actually want you to get me something really grand and nice.
So I did get her something, and I think it's the greatest gift of all.
Boy, no way this is
Can
good.
We go ahead and rule that I don't buy that?
Yes.
You guys would also want to receive this gift. Distance from me. You don't have to talk to me.
Again, she willingly chose you She wants to be near you and do stuff
she
with
She somehow
you.
Overcame that social barrier that most people couldn't. So she likes, for some reason, living with you every day.
And maybe I recognize that, and I'm trying to help her with the error of her ways by not engaging with her.
Because the ticket has to pay DJ and I handsomely to sit next to you every day.
To talk to me.
Look, we fought for Debbie. Like, we did everything we could, but...
Right.
Like, no.
I wanted to farm out your job to AI.
So did lady in your life tell you nothing?
Me or DJ?
You know I was looking at him. I would never look at you about a lady.
DJ?
Boy, he said that with so much hate in his heart.
He did. A lot of true hate, but...
Yeah.
You
know. Right, big jerk.
She asked you not to do anything, and you didn't do anything?
Oh, I mean, she didn't ask me... I asked her what she wanted to do, and because it was raining, we just picked up food. Also, ours is a little different. She has a friend visiting who's staying with us right now, so...
Hey, now.
Hey, now.
Yeah, it is Valentine's Day, honey.
So your gift to her was to go record Mavs Beat?
Yeah. Basically, yeah. But
you
I want
to go see the studio?
She has seen the studio. She's not impressed with this supposedly nationwide, you know.
So he just sleeps in that chair all day?
Nothing's more underwhelming than people in the studio.
It's like, I always tell them, like, temper your expectations.
Imagine paying a bunch of money.
But no, I, after Mavs Beat, picked up some flowers, got a little thing of ice cream, and then I went and picked up food later. And that was
just minimal effort, but something.
Something.
Courage. Should have done flowers.
Flowers is the easy one. Flowers is very easy. So,
yeah, you offered to make flowers, which is not what she wanted.
Not the same thing.
I offered my body services to her.
Again,
she declined.
Offer something they actually want.
Right.
I think she wants my body.
There's no way any woman would look at your body and be turned on sexually.
Now that one, the listener does need to know who you're talking to. Because you could
both of y'all. I've got one eye looking at Ham and the other one looking at you when I say this. This is
I'd like to offer this sentiment equally to the both of you.
Nobody wants to have sex with either of you.
Opposite ends of the body spectrum, same thoughts from women.
Sex?
No way.
That is.
So one thing I did do that I haven't done in a long time, I started to read a book.
Oh.
A non-graphic novel book. So
no superheroes at all?
No superheroes, but so on TV, and we've talked about it quite often on the Hardline, there is a TV show called The Knight of the Seven Kingdoms.
Okay, I should have known there was still some
nerd
factor. Yeah, this wasn't going to be a Malcolm Gladwell or Chuck Klosterman book.
Love the TV show, highly recommend it. And I wanted to get into reading because I can't wait for Sundays to happen.
Thanks, so, man. I like the show too.
To watch the television.
Oh.
Not to see you, or look at you, or speak to you.
You could have stopped.
Kind of harsh.
I felt the need to keep going.
Really drive that point home.
But I really like this world that they've built in the TV show, so I decided if there's any books like that. And I never read the Game of Thrones books because I heard it's all first person. I'm not into first person things. I'm not that person. Why would I want to read like I'm that person?
So you're into the universe where they celebrate incest as like the main storyline.
It's 80 years before incest.
And what do you mean you're not into that? You live your life through a first person view. What do you mean?
Why would I want to live somebody else's life through their first person? I want third person all the way.
All right.
I don't understand, but it's your segment.
He wants an he wants an unbiased narrator.
Yes.
Right? Okay.
And I'm very scatterbrained when it comes to reading. I don't know if you guys know this about me. Very scatterbrained. I also have a very active imagination, so... Which you think it might help with reading, because you can visualize whatever you're reading.
This is the same conversation that happens with, like, a second grader, like, their parents.
We're trying to figure out if they need Ritalin.
Yeah, when they have to go to the counselor and, like... Timmy's just not being able...
For some reason, yeah, we try to get him to read, and all of a sudden he does the In the Air Tonight drum fill.
Well, seriously.
Stop him.
He refuses to use the restroom at school also, says he doesn't use it outside of his home.
Peeing his pants.
But you think having, like, an active imagination would help with reading, but while I'm reading, my eyes are going across every single line, so I'll get done with a paragraph, a page, a sentence, and I'll be like, where the hell am I? Because I'm thinking of, like...
So you're reading, but you're not comprehending.
Pretty much, yeah. Well, yeah. I'm thinking of something completely different.
No,
it's
I
not
do that.
That I'm not understanding the words that I'm looking at. It's just I'm thinking elsewhere instead of actually
but
reading.
But I imagine if you were like, okay, what just happened on the page I read, you wouldn't know.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah. No, I have that a lot.
You're where passive reading.
I'll have to go back and reread the same page like three times.
Sure. However, if it's something I already know is established, like a television show, it's been helping me. There's like three short stories in the book that I bought that are all based around Duncan Egg, which is the central characters of this TV show. And rather than my mind going elsewhere of, man, where are the Mavericks going to pick in this upcoming draft? Are they going to, how bad they're tanking, blah, blah, blah. I don't even know the standings.
What's Pay Pig Monty up to right now?
Yeah, how much money could I make if I tried to
fork it over?
Can I make Monty think that I'm trying to get them? I'm actually an attractive woman telling him that he sucks.
You're catfishing me?
Yeah. Catfish Pay Pig.
Don't catfish Pay Pig me.
Man, Hans got a nice new watch. Where is he getting all this extra cash?
Instead of that, I'm thinking of the television show and, oh, yeah, this happened in the TV show. So it's actually helping me as I'm reading this. And I've read the first story and a half of this book.
I know. About
180 pages in right now.
I know what you're going through because I did the same thing when I read the Triple X book after that came out.
Triple X!
Oh, no. State of the Union had a novel?
No, State of the Union's a sequel with Ice Cube. Oh, I'm talking about the original. They released a book after, and just to keep the idiot meatheads like me reading, every like eighth page would be a picture of Vin Diesel with his tank top on. Like, remember this guy? We'll see you're reading about. Keep going.
So, one of the other book series.
What a pathetic book.
I'd love to see how many versions of that book.
Well, I was locked in. It was like my LeBron and Malcolm X book. I had it. I took it with me everywhere.
But the only other books I've read, one was like a Batman psychology book where it talks about like all of his Batman villains and the psychology that they have and what psychological issues they have. Another one was a Batman philosophical one about whether it's not.
Let's set aside Batman and do the non-Batmans.
Other than that, the only other books I've read were like based off the video game Splinter Cell.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, reading that is better than reading nothing.
Sure.
I'll give you that. But at some point, aren't you interested in, like, history stuff? Like, you're a history guy, don't you?
History
read history
of
books?
Westeros?
No, like,
no,
real,
like
real history stuff.
Earth history.
I don't think I've ever read an Earth history book before.
Earth history is childish, but, like, actual things that happened. Nonfiction.
I'd rather watch a documentary. But if you have a history book, not in first person, I might read it. Somebody should recommend me a history book. Mainly World War II. I like World War II.
So you got your wife for Valentine's Day...
Silence.
You reading a book about Game of Thrones?
Locking yourself in a room and reading?
Pretty much.
Boy, that makes me feel better about what I got going on.
She's like, maybe he'll just at least, like you said, go pick up food. Did you get her the Russell Stover's candy or anything that we talked about?
No, because I don't want to get her a TV dinner. Because
he didn't know what that was on Friday. When Sean was like, hey...
It's the tins, right?
We got...
It's a brand.
We got Valentine's Day coming up tomorrow. Ham and I are the only ones that are have a woman on this show.
Oh, I heard
what are
this.
We going to do?
Yeah, I was listening.
I don't have time for that. But what are we going to do? And
he
Ham said nothing.
Yeah.
I got nothing planned because I realized...
Typical. I got a book that came in the mail.
Valentine's Day is tomorrow.
Now, he just did Valentine's
that
Day.
That was on purpose. And I'm gonna, and then he offered, go get her the Russell Stover thing, and Ham thought that he was talking about lasagna.
Yeah, I thought it was like the dinners you reheat in the stove.
Like a Stouffer's.
Stouffer's
lasagna.
That's
what I thought he was getting her. I was like, wow.
Nothing says I love you like processed Italian treats.
That would also be a big disappointment if you just showed up with a frozen family-sized lasagna.
Still better than what he did yesterday.
I did pick her up a salad for dinner. She wanted a salad.
Just to let her know she's got a cup.
Yeah, won't
even
let her indulge?
Got her with a low-fat vinaigrette.
So you know what? I don't care if you weighed 500 pounds, babe. I love being with you.
Pig. Talking about indulging, she did complain that there was extra carrots in the meal.
Well, now she's just complaining for the sake of complaining.
That's what I thought. So
now she just needs to accept.
So I stopped listening to her for the rest of the
Well, I'd like to say the official stance of Work in Progress is we're sorry to Mrs. Birmingham for the way she was treated yesterday.
Also, tin candy. Nobody wants that. Just get her a candy bar. King size, preferably.
Childish.
I guess, yeah, if he just hurled a king size Butterfinger at her, that would have been something.
I'll bring her some popcorn.
I feel like me and Monty need to take her like on a date to make up for you.
No.
Would you authorize that?
Ooh, yeah. If she goes on a date with Monty, she'll crawl back to me.
I don't know. Yeah. I think Monty would put in the effort.
No.
I don't know. I got this way for a reason.
What reason? I guess I don't know the whole backstory about how you lost your leg.
I did have the Better by Association dating service. Remember that? Where for your situations, if you want women to appreciate what they have,
hire Monty.
Out to Monty. Yeah,
be full employed, dude.
We need to go to a commercial.
Oh, good God. Look at the time. All right. There's Marie.
Thank you, Ham. It's 11:15 here on The Ticket.
Boy, that's a cheap tag at the end saying I love you. That does not
make
up.
For
Maybe she's listening. She's not listening.
What a sorry bastard you are.